Then if you focus too much, this is called excessive effort. Excessive effort causes irritations and makes the mind become more restless. As energy inclines naturally towards restlessness or agitation. So when your mind gets agitated, you must know you have put too much energy. So then you relax your mind. Okay? Also, when you pay attention to the breath, try to aware of the concept of the breath only. Don't go to the four elements. What is the four elements? For example, when the breath is cold, then you aware of the cold rather than the movement of the breath. Then at the time your mind go to four element meditation, not mindfulness of breathing. Sometimes you feel heat of the breath, then you go to observe the heat of the breath. This is also not correct. Heat and cold is temperature element in the four elements meditation. So if you know it's heat enough, but don't pay attention to the heat or cold, you just know the movement, the in-breath and out-breath as concept, not ultimate realities. Then when you breathe in and breathe out, let go of all expectation. Don't expect anything. Just mindfully breathe in, mindfully breathe out. Must teach yourself, remind yourself, let go of all expectation. This expectation is a subtle greed for the Dhamma. Although for the Dhamma is good, but it's still greed. That greed also make your mind not calm. Then, if you cannot concentrate well on the breath, the Visuddhimagga, the path of purification, encourage you to count the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Breathing in, breathing out, three. Count up to five or eight, not more than eight. If you count very long, then your mind get lost. But if you feel that counting is also not effective, not doesn't work for you, then you can give up counting. Still concentrate on the breathing in, breathing out, aware of the in-breath and out-breath. For the beginners, the mind tend to wander here and there because in our daily life, we let our senses, we let our six senses open to the six sense object. We let our six senses open to the six sense objects. There are a lot of impingement to the eye, to the ear, to the nose, to the tongue, to the body, to the mind. So the mind is so busy. Now, we have to get it off all and concentrate on one single object. The mind just not used to it. The mind is not used to be at one object, because this is not the way we live our life. So the mind becomes so restless. Just like when you catch a fish used to live in the water. When you catch the fish and throw it onto the dry land, the fish just struggling, want to go back to the water he used to live. So also, when we try to concentrate on our mind, try to concentrate our mind on the single object of breath, which has no sensual lust, which has no sensual pleasures that we used to attach to, the mind just cannot take it. So the mind tends to go away from this boring breath in the beginning. So it's natural for the mind to wander here and there in the beginning. If you can accept the nature of the mind, you will not get frustrated with your restlessness. But you also will not let loose your mind. You will not allow your mind to follow the way he wants, because you come here to train your mind. So in order to train your mind, not to let your mind restless here and wander here and there, you need effort. It's training the mind just like taming a calf, a young wild calf. At first, you tied the calf with a rope to a post. And the calf, the wild calf, become very restless because he used to run here and there. Now being tied to a rope, he becomes so restless, running here and there. But because the rope is firmly tied to a post, and the calf cannot get free from it, so after some times, the calf, the wild calf, become tired. When it become tired, it become quiet. Quiet down, sitting at one place. You should tight your mind. Mindfulness just like a rope. The rope tight the calf. So your mindfulness must be firmly tied to your breath. If your mindfulness firmly tied to your breath, then your mind has no chance to wander here and there. Just like the calf, being firmly tied, it cannot go away. So if the mind is the sati, the mindfulness, if you can tie your mindfulness on the breath, and this mindfulness also protect the object of meditation from being lost, and also keep the mind from straying to other objects, because it's firmly tied to the breath. So it protects the mind from being lost and keeps the mind from straying to other objects, like wandering or past thoughts or future planning and so on. If you are satisfied with first stage, mindfully breathe in, mindfully breathe out, then you can proceed to second stage. Second stage is breathing in long breath. We understand, I breathe in long. Or breathing in out long, he understands, I breathing out long. Breathing in short breath, he understands, it's short breath. Breathing out short breath, he understands, it is short breath. What is this short and long breath? It refers to the duration of time. If you take longer time to finish the in-breath, it's called long in-breath. If you take shorter time to finish the whole in-breath, it's called short in-breath. If you take longer time to finish the out-breath, then it's called long out-breath. If you take shorter time, longer time or shorter time to finish the out-breath, is called short out-breath. So it refers to the duration of time you finish the breath. Is it clear? Okay. So for the first stage, in and out-breath, the sati, the mindfulness, is still gross, superficial. But for the second stage, long and short breath, the mindfulness become little bit refined. And perception of a breath slowly become stronger. But it's still not sink into the breath yet. How to have that firm, as we have mentioned, the characteristic of mindfulness is non-superficiality, deeply sink into the object. So how to achieve that stage? First, you need effort. The effort to try to keep the mindfulness on the breath repeatedly. So you must have strong effort, try to let the mindfulness stay with the breath.